scripture that is read from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, gives us our subject for today. Honor your parents. We talked last week about giving honor to one another and the various different groups that need to be honored. And today, how appropriately for Mother's Day, we talk about honoring your parents. For Father's Day, we'll probably talk about how corrupt and horrible men are. I don't know. But for Mother's Day, what is it about Mother's Day that's so special? Everyone loves mothers, and sometimes fathers get kind of left out. One of the prisons had a card company came the week before Mother's Day and offered the inmates the opportunity to get a card to send it to their mothers. And they had such a response to that they had to get 3 trailer truckloads full of cards for the penitentiaries of other penitentiaries to send, these men wanted to send cards to their mothers. Well, they thought that was such a great thing that on Father's Day they'd do the same thing. And they sent 5 cards, I believe. But let's just say to the world, if everybody thinks about mothers, mothers are special. None of us would be here without a mother. The only 2 people who didn't have a mother were Adam and Eve. They had a father, but no mother. But everyone else since then has had to have a mother. Scientists, of course, are trying to change that. Scientists are trying to figure out a way to make babies in test tubes and all sorts of things. Try to make an artificial womb to create life in. So far, they have failed at that. And so we still can say that everyone has had a mother. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Verse 4, we're going to say, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But even if our fathers or our mothers provoked us, the command to us is still the same, to honor them. I saw a movie recently where a coach was talking to one of the girls on his football team about how he needed to respect his father and give his father the respect he deserved. And the boy responded, well, you don't know him like I do. He had never given me any respect, and he didn't ever listen to me, and he didn't ever pay attention to me. And the coach said, but you need to respect him and honor him because he's your father and because it's the right thing to do. So the Bible teaches us to do the right thing, even if the other person isn't doing the right thing. Some of you sitting out here today may not have had good parents. Like Jerry back here, we know what he had to suffer through with his parents. And Yvette and Bestine are here, and we know. We know, though, it's true that not everyone had parents who loved them and cared for them the way that they should have. We know there are parents who don't do what they should. But that does not relieve us as children from still honoring them and giving them respect as parents. We are to give them that honor, to give them that esteem, and treat them with that respect, even if we might think they don't deserve it. We do it because God says do it. And for no other reason even than that is necessary. Theology began, we may have covered this before, but it's always good to review. Let's think about some things that our parents taught us. My parents taught me logic. If you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. My parents taught me about medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, you're going to freeze that way. My parents taught me to think ahead. If you don't pass your spelling test, you'll never get a good job. My mother taught me about ESP. Put your snow on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? My parents taught me to meet a challenge. What were you thinking? Answer me when I talk to you. Don't talk back to me. Well, that's a challenge. My parents taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your feet, don't come near to me. My parents taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. Of course, you know what I also said, you are what you eat. And I guess that's why parents wanted their children to eat nuts and fruits and vegetables. My mother taught me about genetics. You're just like your father. My parents taught me about my roots. Do you think you were born in a barn? Shut that door. My parents taught me about the wisdom of age. When you get to be my age, then you'll understand. My mother taught me about anticipation. You just wait until your father gets home. My parents taught me about receiving. You're going to get it when we get home. And of course, justice. One day, you'll have kids. And I hope they turn out just like you. Then you'll see what it's like. And our parents do teach us about a lot of things. And as we think about honoring them, we need to give them that honor. The word honor means to esteem or value as precious. A lot of times we don't appreciate just how precious our parents are to us until after they're gone, and that's a sad thing. But so many times that's true of so many things. We don't realize what we have until it's gone. But it is to show respect, reverence, kindness, courtesy, and obedience. That's honor. And the scriptures teach us to honor our father and our mother. Scripture, of course, in this case, is not speaking to any certain age child. We're not just talking about the 5-year-olds or the 10-year-olds or the 15-year-olds. Even as adults, we still are to honor our parents. And it becomes more difficult for some as they become adults. They want to be out on their own. They want to stand up for themselves. And they don't want to have to think about honoring father and mother anymore. But to all of us who are children who have parents still living, we need to honor them. We are to esteem and value them as precious, to respect and reverence them. Unfortunately, this is a rarity today. As we look throughout our society and even throughout the world, too often the child's response to his parents is that of dishonor, disobedience, disrespect, and a lack of appreciation. And that lack of honor and respect and obedience to parents in childhood translates in adulthood to insubordination on the job, illegal activities throughout the land, and a disrespect for
everyone and everything around them. What a tragedy that parents do not spend more time teaching children the importance of honor. First of all, we need to honor our parents with obedience. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Colossians 3:20 says, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Proverbs 30 and verse 17 says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. Perhaps if that happened more often today, more children would learn to respect and obey their parents. But you see, this lack of respect and honor is not a new thing. Solomon wrote about it all the way back in the book of Proverbs, some 3,000 years ago, when he wrote those things. But it's been around for a while, this idea of disrespect and disobedience. But we need to obey our parents. Do you know what happened to children who didn't obey their parents in the Old Testament time? They were taken out and stoned to death. They didn't just get spankings. They didn't just get whipped into beatings as some did. Of course, nowadays, they call a spanking a case of child abuse. They say, that's child abuse to spank those children. Well, I can't imagine what they would have thought of the Mosaic law if they stoned those children to death. I don't know what they would have thought of that. But look at what Deuteronomy 21 and verse 18 says. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and then they have chastened him, they've disciplined him, they've whipped him themselves, they've tried to punish him and train him. Then it says, and he will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and mother lay hold on him and bring him out unto the elders of the city and to the gate of his place, and they shall say unto the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Look, now they're not talking about a 5-year-old here. They're talking about a man. He's grown. He's a glutton and a drunkard. And then notice what it goes on to say. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. Being disrespectful and disobedient to our parents is evil. And God told his people in the Old Testament times to stone those disobedient, disrespectful children to death to get rid of the evil. Because one bad apple spoils the bunch. And that's what we see. When disrespectful child in a classroom or in a household can turn the rest of them to act the same way. And then the adults as well. One person many times who disobeys the law and thoughts that fact that they were disobedient to the law and got away with it will encourage many others to follow in their footsteps and to do those same things. So we need to obey our parents. We need to honor our parents with respect. Proverbs 20 and verse 20 says, whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. Leviticus 19 verse 32 says, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God, I am the Lord. Well, we're supposed to show that kind of honor and respect to just any person who has attained an age. How much more so for our own parents should we give them that honor and respect? Leviticus 19:3 says, "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 27 and verse 16, he said, "Cursed is the one who treats his father and his mother with contempt, and all the people shall say, Amen." Cursed. Having your lot put out. Those are the kinds of punishments that God has in store for those who mistreat their parents. And yet we live in a society where caring for one's parents has become a burden that many don't want to have. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to take responsibility for their aging parents. And for those whose parents are not still living, how important it is to teach the younger generation, to teach your children, your grandchildren, and your nieces and nephews, and even strangers' children, the importance of honoring those in old age. You know that in one of the European countries, there is a group of physicians and scientists who have already suggested that when people reach a certain age, they just be put to death. They just be euthanized. They suggested that in Europe. It won't be long before we have a group here in the United States suggesting the same thing. Well, I mean, we have a mandatory retirement age. Why not a mandatory death age? But you've lived too long. You're taking away from society and you're not giving anything, so we'll put you to death. You're not contributing anything to society. How backwards that is from the plan that God has for the younger people to look up to the elderly, to respect them, to honor them, and care for them. It's not only are we to obey them and respect them, but one of the ways that we honor our parents is with our appreciation and care. Actually providing for their needs. Of course, in our society today, they say, well, you've got Social Security, and you've got Medicare, and you're on your own. You don't need me. But we need to understand that the Bible teaches us, regardless of what the government may or may not do, it is our responsibility to care for our family members. 1 Timothy 5 and verses 4 and 8, verse 4, first of all, Paul says, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. He's talking about the church caring for widows, and he says, it's good for the church to care for widows, but first, see if you've got some children, or even grandchildren, the King James says nephew, see if you've got any young relatives that ought to be taken care of. Let them first take care of it. In other words, the first responsibility is not on Social Security. The first responsibility in caring for our parents falls on our family, the children, are responsible first and foremost for caring for them. Notice it says, and to repay their parents. Your parents raised you for 16, 18, 22 years, some of them 35, 40 years, some of them, they're still raising you. But they raised you. Time to turn around and pay them back for that, so they need some help in their elderly years. Then he goes on in verse 8, he says, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You know, this very morning throughout this nation, there are people sitting up in churches all over the country thinking they're righteous, thinking they're holy, not providing for their parents, not taking care of their parents. And the Bible says they're worse than the fellow that's sitting at home and doesn't even believe in God. We honor our parents with appreciation and care given to them. Mark 7, verses 9 and following, Jesus said to them, "Often will you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother. And he who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect to your tradition which you have handed down. And many such things you do." Jesus says, yeah, you can't say, "Oh, well, that was a gift I gave to God, so I'm not going to take care of you." Jesus tells us the commandment of God is to honor the father and mother. And that includes financial support if necessary. Now, some folks don't need any financial support. Some have laid up a retirement and even have laid up an inheritance and they're going to be giving more to their children than they have. But others have not been able to lay up for retirement, have not been able to have enough to be prepared for those events. And when that's the case, the responsibility falls on the parent, taking care of that parent falls on the child, and there is nothing you can do to avoid that responsibility. Old and New Testament alike teach this principle. There are some things in the Old Testament that didn't get carried forward into the New, but this is not one of them. 8 times the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. 6 of those 8 times are in the New Testament. Exodus 20 and verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And Ephesians 6, 2 and 3 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may have long life on the earth. God says there are 2 possible advantages to following this command. Now we have to follow the command anyway, but he says there are advantages. One is that it may be well with you. And the second is that you may live long on the earth. Now these are not guarantees. We know that anyone can die at any time. And we know also that pain and suffering are part of life, and we're going to come out of it, whether we obey and honor our parents or not. We're going to have some pain and suffering. But you know, we have a lot less pain and suffering if we do honor our parents and obey them. Because a lot of the things our parents tried to teach us were things that would prevent us from suffering some of that sorrow and pain. And things that would help us have a longer life. Don't play in the street. Don't drive recklessly. You know, don't take candy from strangers. When you go on down the list of the things that parents have taught their children, they're trying to protect them from the dangers of life. Some of those things, it's because they were older when they were younger, they know it wasn't pleasant. It's not the best way to go. Other things, because they've seen others suffer it. And so they say, son, daughter, don't make the same mistakes those people made. Don't make the same mistakes we made. Learn from that. And you'll have a better life. God gives us blessings. But he gives those blessings when we're obedient to him. Those who are disobedient to the parents, oh, well, some of them may live to be 100 years old. But it won't be well with them. And even if they do live a long time on this earth, they're going to live a long time somewhere else after that. We need to think about whether we honor our parents as we should. If we have not been honoring our parents as we should, we need to return to that. We need to turn around and decide today, I'm going to do a better job of giving them the honor and the respect and the care that they deserve. I heard recently someone was talking about how their mother lived right here in just across the line in Mississippi, and they said the mother was going next door in the hospital for surgery. And she said that her sister lived just a mile from their mother. So she was going to drive all the way from over the outside Meridian all the way to Memphis to take her mother into surgery and watch her after she got out of surgery, because this other sibling who lived a more higher way wouldn't do it. Right there. Right next door. And wouldn't even care enough for the mother to take her to the hospital and to care for her and watch her, check on her when she got out after surgery. I hope we're not guilty of that kind of negligence when it comes to our parents. I realize, of course, that all of us are limited on what we can do, both with time constraints, with our own other family members, our children, and so forth, and our own health problems that we may have, as well as financial constraints. I realize that we can't always do everything that we would like to do, but we need to be sure we're doing what we can. You haven't been honoring your parents as you should. Today's a good day to start on Mother's Day. If you're here and you're not a Christian, it's kind of hard to honor your parents when you don't even honor God. You need to first honor God. And then once you show your willingness to be obedient to His command regarding your life, in that respect, you'll be willing to be obedient to His commands regarding your relationship with your family members. Luke 8 and verse 12 speaks of those by the wayside that hear, but then the devil comes and takes away the word before they can believe and be saved. You can hear, but it doesn't do any good if it doesn't sink in. And then in verse 13 he says, but there are others, I thought those on the rock, that hear and receive the word with joy, but they don't have any root, so they only believe them, but if them, they fall away. It's good to believe, but you've got to keep on believing. You can't say, well, I believe what? No, belief in God and belief in Jesus Christ is something you have to have throughout your life. Then in Luke 11, verse 32, Jesus said to the people of his day that the men of Nineveh, as wicked as that city was, would rise up in judgment against this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and someone greater than Jonah, Jesus himself, was there in the first century. And we've got to repent as well. We can't think that God's going to forgive us while we're living in rebellion to Him. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. We've got to be willing to confess. Christianity is not something that we can live privately and not let anybody know we are a Christian. We've got to confess it. It's got to be open. It's got to be shown in the way we live our lives and in the things that we say. Then in Acts chapter 8 and verse 12 it says, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Baptism is the natural response to believing the gospel. It's not something that happens afterwards, 6 months or a year or even a month later. It says when they believed that they were baptized. We need to understand that as well. And of course, in Revelation 2:22 says, I'll cast her into a bed, and then the committed angel with her in the great tribulation, except they repent of their evil deeds. This is written to people who are supposed to be Christians. He said, if they don't repent, they're going to suffer.
just being a Christian at one point is not enough. We've got to continue to live a Christian life in detail. If you're here and you have a need to respond to the invitation for any reason, I ask that you do so as we stand and as we sing.